from, you know what, I can't even remember, but we're going to find out all about him because there's this huge event coming up this weekend at Seascape Golf Course. So we're going to start with
Danny.
You want to start with Danny? You want to start with Danny?
Oh, we can start with Tyann.
We'll start with, come on, you can start. Introduce yourself, please.
Tyann Scaletti.
Okay. Scaletti, that name just shivers down my spine. Your husband just takes nothing but money from me on the golf course. But anyway, go ahead and tell us about the event coming up this weekend.
Well, it's Saturday at the Seascape Golf Course, your favorite place.
Yep.
And it starts at 5 o'clock, and it's a silent auction and a live auction and a nice dinner, and it's really just a big group of friends. We're a couple hundred people right now. We had a couple cancellations, so we have some extra tickets.
Okay.
And it's just a great cause. Really, Danny's the one to talk about it. It comes from his heart, and it's where we all kind of came together.
Okay. Now, can you give us some of the items that were, some of the items that you have in the silent auction or the live auction that people want to come down? Maybe I want to go to that event and see if I can win.
Oh, absolutely. There's a lot of restaurant certificates. All the local places help us, all the way from San Francisco to Santa Barbara as well. We have hotel stays, vacations. We have Hawaii. We have La Paz, Mexico, big fishing trip.
Okay.
We have dinners that are specially cooked and prepared at private homes, and
so get a whole plethora of stuff. Okay,
yeah.
Danny, tell us about the cystic fibrosis, and this is something you started. Cystic fibrosis is, I wouldn't say it's a lot goes on in this town around cystic fibrosis because of we have the ocean,
right?
Which go ahead and tell what tell us what happens when
cystic fibrosis is primarily a lung disease. It affects other areas of the body, but where the ocean comes involved is we found out once these kids get in the water, the salt water really helps clear their lungs and thin the mucus that causes the severe infections that they end up with. To the point now, there's actually a saline therapy that they use to help clear their lungs. So the Malleola Foundation has taken a lot of these kids into the water and get them out surfing. My daughter was one of the kids initially who found this out through surfing, that her lungs, and she could breathe a lot better, and her lungs would do better the more she got in the water.
And I want to say a thank you to Anthony Rufo, who's a surfer here in town. He gets very involved. In fact, he just went around the country with the Mariola Foundation, teaching kids to surf at different beaches around the country. And I also want to thank the late Sean Barney Barron, because he was a very well-known surfer here in town, and he was very involved, I think, with cystic fibrosis and the Maui Loa Foundation. So.
Right, and he will be honored at our event.
Oh, he will?
There's a special board that's been made by Bob Pearson and Barney Langner in his honor.
Now, you lost a child to cystic fibrosis, is that correct?
I lost my daughter. She was 23 years old, yeah.
And so after she died,
Well, we've kept this going. When she was diagnosed as a kid, my friends got together and wanted to do something, so we started a little barbecue at the Aptos Park after the 4th of July parade, and then that grew into a dinner, and we've just been raising money for people with CF ever since. We work with the Living Breath Foundation. They do grants for people with cystic fibrosis, and we help them with their life challenges. It's a rigorous regime to stay healthy, just to be able to breathe. And when they do get sick, sometimes they need assistance.
Okay. So again, the event on Saturday is called what?
Friends Cure CF. It's the title of our event is Surf's
okay.
Up.
Is it on Facebook?
We have a Friends Cure CF Facebook, and we also have a website.
Which is?
FriendsCureCF.com.
Okay, and people can buy tickets to the event?
They can buy them, but at this point, it would probably be best to give us a call.
Okay. Can you give me the phone number?
The best thing is to call me, 408-568-2909.
Okay, and we'll make sure we say that before you get off the air. We'll make sure we get that number, gets out again. And who is this person here on your right?
This young lady right here. This is my cousin, Mary Joyce Elnardi. She comes in from Queens every year to help support this event and help us put it together and make it work and to have some fun with us. Because the main thing we do is have really a lot of fun.
A lot of fun. Okay. Now, tell us about your job.
My job?
Yeah.
I'm an aviation insurance underwriter.
Okay. Now, why are you here?
I'm here to, I come out every year since 2008.
Yeah.
To just volunteer and buy a lot of wine. We get a lot of fabulous wine donations.
Yeah.
From Napa, local vineyards, such as Bargetto. So I come to restock my cellar.
Very good. All the way from Queens.
All the way from New York.
Now, I was mentioning in the air before, my brother, used to be a radio show host here a long, long, long time ago, is involved with Boomer Esiason,
mm-hmm.
who was a Cincinnati Bengals
mm-hmm.
quarterback,
yeah, okay.
who is child has cystic fibrosis, and he has a lot of events around cystic fibrosis, and my brother is the coach for Boomer. So it's a big thing back east, huh?
It is.
It's everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Is there a cure coming up? What's going on?
Well, you know, they've been working on a cure. There's a lot of things that have been going on for a long time. Right now they're doing some experimental drugs that are being very successful for some CF patients with certain strains of CF. There's a lot of different strains or mutations of the gene, which Jeremy, who was just on here,
yeah.
the rugby guys,
yes.
he knows a lot about it because he's a molecular biologist.
The big fellow.
And he's actually,
the big fast fellow?
And he's actually got a...
can he come talk to us about it right now?
He's got a fellow rugby player who is a CF.
Can you get the big... He's not that good looking. He's big. He's not that fast. Can you get that microphone right there? Can you tell us about... It's amazing in this show, and I love the radio, because you can have a show about rugby and have guests about cystic fibrosis, and you, all of a sudden, for somehow or other, under this one roof,
synergy.
You can put them together. Mm-hmm. Synergy. Tell us, so now you got to use your brain now.
Yeah, so that's going to be troublesome. It's been a long day. So I think to say that I'm an expert in CF is way overstatement, total overinterpretation. What we're interested in our lab is trying to understand how mutations affect the expression of genes, how mutations cause genes to go haywire, and what the mechanism is that leads to the disease. And CF is like we were just talking about, is a complicated gene with many different mutations, and they're sort of the basis for how they cause disease are not well understood. And so so our lab is focusing on one particular step in the pathway of how genes are turned on. And we hope that if we can predict which types of disease-causing mutations influence this particular step in the way genes are turned on and off, that you could have a therapy that could, you know, be sort of general for an array of different diseases.
How far is that away?
Long, long ways. I mean, honestly, it depends on... not to be political, it depends on
right.
on support for the NIH and NSF, and all the research that we do is really at the basic biology level. We're understanding the mechanisms of how genes are turned on and off, and what I've come to realize in our work is that it's about how the disease tells us about how the body works, how the disease causing mutations are pointing us to things in genes that are important,
right.
and that's revealing mechanism, and then we hope that could be a target someday. So that's that needs more money, more research, more time.
This is what they're doing, raising money.
Yeah.
So he's smart, and he's fast, and he's big. Not that big. He's not that funny either.
No, not funny at all. I have no chat.
No, no,
no. Huh? Zero chat. My chat is terrible.
Yeah,
why am I even here?
I don't even know why. Because was it David? Was his friend?
Oh, Dave. Yeah, Dave.
He should be here.
He's got chat.
You shouldn't be here.
The truth is
he's got gift to gab.
All these guys are physicists. He said all the coaches are physicists.
Right.
So I'm totally letting the side down. I mean, that's like the real horsepower.
That
intellectual horsepower.
We found him in the parking lot.
Yeah. You did, huh?
Yeah.
Give us that phone number again, please.
Yeah.
If somebody wants to call for a ticket for this weekend's huge event on Saturday, what time?
Starts at 5 o'clock.
Starts at 5?
Yeah.
How much are the tickets?
$125.
Okay. $125?
Yeah.
Big dinner.
Big dinner. Appetizers.
We have a lot of
lots
fun.
Of wine.
Big fun.
Great yeah. wine on the tables. With a lot of donated wine.
Love wine.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We have over $8,000 worth of wine donated. Boutique bottles.
And serving it at the dinner?
Yes.
Oh, my
Well, we'll
Lord.
Be selling it at the dinner. We'll be
auctioning it off.
Right. Auctioned off.
Are you auctioning up the rugby team? A date? How about a date? Are you married, sir?
I am definitely married.
Okay,
not unfortunately.
You. Robbie, are you married? Robbie? Robbie's married?
Why don't we auction a date off with you?
Oh, Patty's married.
I tell you what.
He's not married.
You know, the thing you could offer
a date with Patty.
What about a date playing golf with you? So
no, you won't play golf with me.
It looks like you're an easy hit for
No, yeah, probably. Okay, yes, that's fine. Date playing golf. Patty, date with Patty. That's going to be worth, what, a nickel?
So much.
A couple of bucks for I know. You can do whatever you want. If you want people to come on the show, or if you want to do something, I don't care. We'll come up with something to raise some money for you guys. But again, the phone number is?
The phone number is 408-568-2909. And the website, if you want to donate money, which is what we really would love, is www.friendsgearcf.com.
Wonderful. Thanks, guys, for coming on.
Thanks for having us. Really,
very, very, very welcome. Don't leave. Just stick around. This portion of the show is brought to you by Pure Power Yoga of 41st Avenue, where you will be surrounded by great people, great teachers, great energy, and not rugby players. Get ready to sweat, stretch, flow, and most importantly, have fun. Fun. For details, go to purepoweryoga.net. Also, this portion of the show is brought to you by, oh, my buddy Jeff Binderholder at North Bay Ford. If you don't want to get a Ford, go see Jeff. Jeff's a great guy. Go see him at North Bay Ford. And if you buy a Ford from Jeff, he'll donate $100 to Jay Mariani Foundation. So go see Jeff down there at North Bay Ford. Neil here with the Owl Local Radio Show on KSCO. I'll be right back on this very short break. Don't go away.